Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Chulin, Daf Nun Ches, the third parak El Trefos. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan and Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Memara said regarding the eggs of a bird, which was a trefa, Shichwa Kama Asira. The first clutch of eggs is forbidden because it was considered part of the hen at the time it became a trefa. Any subsequent eggs are permitted because it's a case that Zev is a gorim. This forbidden factor, meaning the trefa hen, and this permitted factor, referring to the rooster, caused together, which is permitted. Rav Ashi challenged him from a brice which teaches that the eggs which develop in a trefa are forbidden, and the Gemara answers that the case is b'desafta ma'ara, where the hen was heated by the earth, meaning the rooster didn't play a role in the egg production, so that the product of a trefa is forbidden. Tanaim argue if Vlad Trefa, the offspring of a Trefa, may be used as a carbon. And the Maimar explains that their Malchokas is Bishanitrefa Ubasof Ibra, where the mother became a Trefa and later conceived, and they argue if Zevizagorm is permitted or forbidden. Thus, they would even be forbidden in consumption and not just invalid as carbonas. Ravino holds that a Trefa cannot bear young or produce eggs, and so explains the Maimar's ruling differently. Point number two, Rafuna said, Kol b'riya she'en bo etzem, any creature which has no bones, such as an insect, ein maskan yud beis chodesh, cannot live for 12 months. Rapapa said that this teaching has practical implications for Shmuel's ruling. Kishus she'esliya bi'ibel asura, a cucumber which became wormy while attached to the ground is forbidden. Although insects which develop in fruit are normally permitted before they crawl on the ground, because they're not included in the phrase ha'shoretz ha'aretz, which creep on the ground, Shmuel rules that attached fruit are considered like the ground, and insects which develop in them are forbidden immediately. Based on Rav Huna's teaching, we can infer that if dates in a container became wormy, they're permitted after 12 months. Since worms which developed in the dates while they were attached could not have survived so long, these worms must have developed after the dates were detached and are permitted. Rav said there's no such thing as a day-old gnat, nor a year-old fly. And point number three, a Mishnah states that if an animal has five legs or three legs, it's considered a mum. Rav Huna says this only applies to an extra or deficient foreleg, but chas v'yas b'rego, a deficiency or redundancy in a hind leg, it is a trefa and may not be eaten at all, because kol yasir kanato dami, anything extra is like something removed. Just as a missing hind leg would be a trefa, an extra hind leg is also a trefa. There was an animal with two sanyadive, sika, the pouch at the beginning of the large intestine, and Ravina ruled it a trefa based on Rav Huna's principle of yasir kanato. However, if they are connected so that they pour into each other, it's kosher because they're considered one large structure. Rav Hoshaya ruled an extra tube between the second and third stomachs to be a trefa, and Nassim Bar Shiwa, the chief slaughterer of Tzipuri, testified before Rebbe that an animal with two intestines leaving the fourth stomach is a trefa. But a bird with two intestines is kosher because this does occasionally happen. So once again, the three points are number one. Amimar said that regarding the eggs of a bird, which was a trefa, shichwa kama asira, the first clutch of eggs is forbidden because it was considered part of the hen at the time it became a trefa. Any subsequent eggs are permitted because it's a case that zev is a gorim. This forbidden factor, meaning the trefa hen, and this permitted factor, referring to the rooster, caused together, which is permitted. Rav Ashi challenged him from a brice which teaches that the eggs which develop in a trefa are forbidden, and the Gemara answers that the case is b'desafta ma'ara, where the hen was heated by the earth, meaning the rooster didn't play a role in the egg production, so that the product of a trefa is forbidden. Tanaim argue if Vlad Trefa, the offspring of a trefa, may be used as a carbon, and the Maimar explains that their Malchokas is Bishanitrefa Ubasof Ibra, where the mother became a trefa and later conceived, and they argue if Zevizagorm is permitted or forbidden. Thus, they would even be forbidden in consumption and not just invalid as carbonas. Ravino holds that a trefa cannot bear young or produce eggs, and so explains the Maimar's ruling differently. Point number two, Rav Huna said, Kol b'riya she'en bo etzem, any creature which has no bones, such as an insect, ein maskan yud beis chodesh, cannot live for 12 months. Rav Papa said that this teaching has practical implications for Shmuel's ruling. Kishus she'esliya bi'ibel asura, a cucumber which became wormy while attached to the ground is forbidden. Although insects which develop in fruit are normally permitted before they crawl on the ground, because they're not included in the phrase ha'shoretz ha'aretz, which creep on the ground, Shmuel rules that attached fruit are considered like the ground, and insects which develop in them are forbidden immediately. Based on Rav Huna's teaching, we can infer that if dates in a container became wormy, they're permitted after 12 months. Since worms which developed in the dates while they were attached could not have survived so long, these worms must have developed after the dates were detached and are permitted. Rav said there's no such thing as a day-old gnat, nor a year-old fly. And point number three, a Mishnah states that if an animal has five legs or three legs, it's considered a mum. Rav Huna says this only applies to an extra or deficient foreleg, but chas v'yas b'regel, a deficiency or redundancy in a hind leg, it is a treva and may not be eaten at all because kol yasir kanato dami, anything extra is like something removed. Just as a missing hind leg would be a treva, an extra hind leg is also a treva. There was an animal with two sanyadive, sika, the pouch at the beginning of the large intestine, and Ravina ruled it a treva based on Rav Huna's principle of yasir kanato. However, if they are connected so that they pour into each other, it's kosher because they're considered one large structure. Rav Hoshaya ruled an extra tube between the second and third stomachs to be a trefa, and Nassim Bar Shiwa, the chief slaughterer of Tzipori, testified before Rebbe that an animal with two intestines leaving the fourth stomach is a trefa. But a bird with two intestines is kosher because this does occasionally happen. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Simon is Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. So here goes. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen who became a trefa to his goyish contractor who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months and replaced with an exhibit of animals with extra limbs. Once again, in slow motion. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, which reminds us, a Maimer said regarding the eggs of a bird which was a trefa, Shichwa Kama Asira, the first clutch of eggs is forbidden because it was considered part of the hen at the time it became a trefa. Any subsequent eggs are permitted because it's a case that Zev is a gorim, this forbidden factor referring to the trefa hen, and this permitted factor, the rooster, caused together, which is permitted. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen, who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Kol b'riya she'ein bo etzem, any creature which has no bones, such as an insect, eino meskayim yud beis chodesh, cannot live for 12 months. So Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen, who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, and replaced with an exhibit of animals with extra limbs, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that if an animal has five legs or three legs, it's considered a mum. Rav Huna says this only applies to an extra or deficient foreleg, but chas v'yasa b'regel, a deficiency or redundancy in a hind leg, it's a trefa and may not be eaten at all because kol yasir kanato dami, anything extra is like something removed, just as a missing hind leg would be a trefa, an extra hind leg is also a trefa. So once again, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper gave away free eggs from a hen, who became a trefa to his goyish contractor, who came to take down the insectarium as it had to be refilled every 12 months, and replaced with an exhibit of animals with extra limbs. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Nun Dalet. So the Simran Daf Nun Dalet is noodles. So here goes. When the noodle chef, that must be on Daf Nun Dalet. When the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gid and nasha with hard, dry noodles, which did not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefas, which reminds the Gemara relates that the Beit Yosef Rishba, the house of Yosef the hunter, would strike animals on the gid and nasha to kill them. They came before Rav Yehuda ben Maaser to ask whether this act renders an animal a trefa, and he replied, "V'chi lo hosiv al trefos yesh? Is it possible to add to the list of known trefos? Ein olchay el mashem manu chachamim. They have no trefas other than those the sages enumerated." So when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gid and nasha with hard, dry noodles, which should not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefas, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas, if an animal with a dislocated thigh bone is a trefa. So when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gid and nasha with hard, dried noodles, which did not make them trefas, as it's not in the list of trefos, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, saving the round noodle that was exactly the size of an Isri talki to use to measure a veshet that was missing some tissue, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that an animal remains kosher when the trachea is missing, adki isra'i talki, up to the size of an Italian isar. Rav Nachman says regarding the shear, ki isra ki yasim ki isra, the size of an isra exactly is the same as more than an isra and is a trefa. The Gemara observes that Rav Nachman apparently holds ad ulad baklal, that the term until used in Mishnah means up to but not including, meaning the Mishnah is ruling that a missing trachea is kosher until the size of a ki isra, that precise size is a trefa. Daf Nun Hay. So the Simran Daf Nun Hay is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, 55 miles per hour? That must move around Daf Nun Hay. The deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is of a punctured spleen. So the deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit was supposed to deliver a do-not-compare-trefo sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, which reminds us that Gemara discusses various defects of the kidneys, and we learn, ein omrim betrefos zo domo lazo. We do not say regarding trefo's questions that this case is similar to that one, meaning inferences from one case of trefo cannot be drawn from another. So the deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55-mile-per-hour speed limit was supposed to stop and deliver a do-not-compare-trefo sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, but did not because it was running in terror from the flayed animal, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir ruled that haguda, a flayed animal, is kosher, but the Chachamim say it's a trefa. However, Rabbi Shimon Elazar reports in a brisa that Rabbi Meir retracted and concedes that it is a trefa. Rabbi Tarfon said, im nishtar bo kesela kashera, if a sela size of skin remained, it's kosher. The Gemara records five opinions as to the location of the skin, which can regenerate and save the animal. Daf Nun Vav, so the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shushan Shul going, nu nu, nu nu. When the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, Shushan Shul, saying, nu nu, that must be around Daf Nun Vav. When the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, at a weasel that was biting a bird on its head and went to check it with his finger, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses examining the brain of a bird bitten by a weasel to see if it was punctured. So, when the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, at a weasel that was biting a bird on the head and went to check it with his finger, the man who was boiling up water in the coffee room to inspect the color of the intestines from a bird who fell into a fire, which reminds us that we discuss organs changing color due to fire and how to test them through boiling. So, when the Shushan Shul yelled, nu nu, at a weasel that was biting a bird on the head and went to check it with his finger, the man who was boiling up water in the coffee room to inspect the color of the intestines from a bird who fell into a fire came running out and knocked another bird to the ground, causing its intestines to come out without being punctured, just as they read the pasuk, hu asucha mekoneneka, which reminds us the next Mishnah lists injuries in a bird which is ruled kosher, including yatsu b'nei me'eo havelo nikvu. Its intestines came out but were not punctured. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says this only applies to a hipach man, that he didn't invert them when putting them back. But if you put them back into the bird upside down, it's a trefa, as the pasuk says, hu asecha v'konenecha. He made you and established you. Mulamed shebar kosh baruch hu konanios ba'adam. This teaches that a kosh baruch hu created bases in men, meaning a particular order to organ structure. Shim nepach achas mehen in yachol lichios, so that if one of them was inverted, he cannot live. And the same applies to birds. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is a long nose. So here goes. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose, that must be on Daf Nun Zayin. When the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the din of dislocated thigh bones and wings of birds and the concern of punctured lungs. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down, which reminds us that we learned about Rabbi Shimon Michalowski's experiments, how he regrew a bird's down to prove it's not a trefa, and whether ants have a king. So when the man handling the special bird with an extremely long nose dislocated its wing, making it a trefa, his partner put a long-nosed bird who lost its feathers in a warm oven and regrew its down. Well, they both waited anxiously to see if the last long-nosed female deer would give birth to prove it's not a trefa, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, simun la trefa yud beis chodesh. The indication of whether an animal is a trefa is if it survives for 12 months. Other methods to permit a trefa are broad. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that a lung which dried up partially is considered a trefa if it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail? That's on Duff. Memvav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn about Rabbi Shimon Chalafta's experiments, such as regrowing a bird's down and whether ants have a king? That's on Duff. Nun Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that kol yasir kanatol dam? Anything extra is like something removed, so an extra hind leg is also trefa. That's on Duff. Nun Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is of a punctured spleen? That's on Duff. Nun Hey. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss organs changing color due to fire and testing them through boiling? That's on Duff. Nun Vav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss the din of dislocated thigh bones and wings of birds and the concern of punctured lungs? That's on Duff. Nun Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss the din of the eggs or offspring of a trefa? That's on Duff. Nun Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have in Machlokas whether a dislocated thigh bone makes an animal a trefa? That's on daf Nundalad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss a gluda, a flayed animal? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we know that creatures without bones, such as insects, cannot live for 12 months? That's on daf Nunches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.